Welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. This quarter is brought to you by DraftKings, America's top-rated sportsbook app. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and remember to use the code KSN.
Okay, welcome back to the Labatt Studio. It's quarter number four, and this quarter is brought to you by DraftKings. Breaking news, DraftKings has launched an online sportsbook created by sports fans for sports fans, and it's now available in Pennsylvania. That's right, DraftKings, the leader in daily fantasy sports, has brought their expertise to legal sports betting and is already America's top-rated sportsbook app. You can get on the action wherever, whenever you want in the Keystone State. Just download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app right now and use the code KSN when you sign up. For a limited time, all new and existing users can get a deposit bonus up to $500. That's code KSN to get a deposit bonus up to $500 only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. The deposit bonus requires a 25 times playthrough. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Okay, quarter number four. Before we get to the enticing senior day, 3:30 kick at Beaver Stadium between the Rutgers Scarlet Knights and the Penn State Nittany Lions, let's say who our winner was from quarter number three in the Ask Ross questions. And it is Glenn from Pleasantville, New York. Congratulations, Glenn. A 409 Tailgate Club gift box is coming your way. Okay, Rutgers is 2-9. Penn State's number 10 in the college football playoff rankings. They are 9-2. Penn State's a 40-point favorite. The over-under is 49. Rutgers has fired its coach a few weeks ago. Greg Schiano said no. That came out this past week. Rutgers has been shut out four times this season, including last week against Michigan State. Their wins are against UMass and Liberty. Their offense is terrible. Can I give you one cool stat?
Go, please.
Please do.
Before you both fall asleep on me. Rutgers offense has failed to throw for more than 90 yards in four of its last six games.
That's really hard.
They really need a mercy rule for this game, and I'm only half kidding. It's just, I mean,
it's hard to believe that they could be this bad as a Power Five team. So I did Tulane UCF last week, right? Tulane and UCF, like Penn State would beat them, and they'd beat them by double digits. But those two teams would give Penn State a much better game than Rutgers. A much better. Like, I just don't understand how they can be this bad. And can I ask one more thing while we're at it? Is this now like Penn State's final, like, season ender moving forward, or does that change?
I think there's a couple. I don't think it'll always be Rutgers, because that's just, that's just not what you want at the end of the season.
So Ohio State always plays Michigan at the end.
Right.
But Penn State doesn't have.
I think Iowa and Nebraska always play at the end. There's a couple anchor games, but not all of the teams have an anchor finale.
Yeah, it's rotated the last 3 years. Rutgers and Maryland. Maryland's been in
another
there.
Another exciting one.
Has been the last game.
I just think that's really kind of a crappy way for the season to end. I guess the flip side would be, it's a nice way to end the season on senior day.
Get to double digits.
Stress-free. You get to win.
10 wins.
Every senior gets in the game. Yep. You know, it's a great way to end it.
So Rutgers has lost 20 straight Big Ten games, by the way, guys. Back to November of 2017. So here's what I want to ask you guys about this. Who you want to see? Who do you want to see? Maybe some freshman that hasn't played. You know, do you think we're going to see a lot of guys like Brandon Smith, Adisa Isaac? We should see more of those guys. Keaton Ellis, Wilson, that kind
I'll
of stuff.
I'll give you two guys, because James singled them out. Well, James singled one of them out as a scout team player of the week. Daquan Hardy. Scout team player of the week on defense and on special teams. I know he's not the biggest guy in the world.
He's not the biggest guy.
I'm hoping.
I loved him last year.
I mean, he's got four games to play. I don't think they played him yet. The other guy I would like to see, I don't think they're going to throw the ball a lot, but I'd like to see John Dunmore play, because I think he's done some good things this year. I liked him last year when I saw him on the practice field for the Under Armour game, and they need some wideouts to get ready for next year. I love Brandon Smith. Those are two guys I'm wondering, hopefully we get a chance to see them in the second half.
Is Daquan Hardy playing defense?
Yeah, I think he's a corner.
Yeah, he's a corner.
You know, with Marquise Wilson and Gordon and Keaton Ellis, I guess I wonder if Hamler leaves, if they give Daquan Hardy a shot at the slot job because that's kind of his body type.
Yeah.
And that's kind of – he can roll.
Interesting. Interesting. All right. So let's take the rest of this segment and let's do this first. We're coming to you from the Labatt Blue Studio, Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light.
Why don't we pick the game and then we're going to talk some playoff rankings.
Yeah, then we're going to talk playoff rankings. All right, Ross.
52-7, Penn State. My bold prediction, what would even be bold in this game? My bold prediction is that Rutgers does not get shut out.
Oh, that's not bold. Come
I
don't. On,
I mean, I'm not. I can't mail in a bold prediction. I 45-0. I think. I just hope. I mean this. If you want to give Sean Clifford a token series just because he's a starting quarterback and let him hand the ball off, fine. But there's really no good reason to let him take any more hits. He's run the ball over 100 times this year. He's been sacked. He's been taking quarterback hits. You know, it's a war of attrition out there. He's a prideful guy. He wants to play. Just step in and say, Sean, we want you healthy for the bowl game. I don't want to see him out there much more. If he plays at all, I don't think he should play. I just don't want to see him play into the second quarter.
I don't want to see him play either. I agree with you. I'm going to go 49-7 Penn State. I don't want to see Clifford play because of there's a potential for a New Year's Six bowl game, right, on the line for Penn State. You want him as healthy as possible.
Even if there wasn't. You know what I mean? Even if there wasn't. Wherever, if they're going to go play in the Outback Bowl, let him get healthy.
So I do have a bold prediction after getting last week's right. I am going to say that both Journey Brown and Devin Ford each rush for more than 100 yards and combine to score 4 or more touchdowns on the ground.
I don't think over 100 yards is bold. 4 touchdowns.
I'm doing it as a combo.
Yeah, 4 touchdowns.
Because I will throw this at you. Do you know Penn State has not rushed for more than 200 yards in a game since the Idaho opener? As a team, they have not rushed for 200 yards.
Do you want to talk about your bowl prediction from last week, or are you kind of getting shunned because of what your prediction was?
They'll rush for 200 yards in the game. That's still not a bowl prediction.
You said Clifford wouldn't finish the game.
Can we get to the college football playoff?
Yeah, I did say Clifford would not finish the game last week. We are in the college football playoffs.
So, great news for Penn State that they're 10th. They're the highest ranked 2-loss team.
Or 9-win team ahead of Florida. But yeah. I'm just having fun with you, Ross.
What did I miss?
You didn't miss anything.
He's just being Andy.
You lost me on that.
Stop this flow.
2-loss team. They I think they should be. You know, I mean, they've got wins over 2 of the top 17, and their 2 losses are to teams in the top 8. I mean, like, I think that they should be close road losses. Like, I think that they're right about where they should be. They'll obviously win this week. We'll see how it sorts out with Wisconsin, Minnesota. I just think I got to
– Do it.
Do it.
Do it.
Here's my bold prediction. Either Auburn or Michigan will win this week.
Interesting.
I can see Auburn.
Meaning either Alabama or Ohio State loses. I also think Georgia, I'll call it right now, Georgia is going to beat LSU in the SEC championship game. Ooh. That is going to happen in my mind. LSU doesn't have as much to play for in that game as Georgia does. And Georgia's been in the SEC championship game the last couple years?
Yes, lost to Alabama.
2 years in a row?
2 straight years, yeah.
Okay. So they've been in it the last couple years. They're used to it. LSU isn't. Georgia's defense is nasty. So it's going to end up being Ohio State number 1 seed, Clemson number 2 seed. I guess they'd probably go at that point Georgia 3 seed, LSU 4 seed.
So you think, like everyone else, you think 2 SEC teams are pretty much a golden lock?
I think there's a good chance. My only goal is that it's not Alabama.
Yeah.
I hate Alabama. I'm sick of Alabama. They haven't earned it. They don't deserve it. They shouldn't get in. I'd rather see Utah than Alabama. Utah has 7 guys on defense are going to get drafted.
I know.
7 guys on defense. So I think that should be. But I think Georgia's going to beat LSU. And I think those are the 2 SEC teams that get in.
That'd be a heck of a Final Four, by the way.
Ohio State stay in the top 4 if they lose to Michigan.
Ooh, Jim, our boss, says yes.
I heard that little peep on the right. I'm just asking you. You got the microphone in front. It's an interesting scenario, right? It's one I've been thinking about.
Depends on how they lose, I guess. But if since they're number one right now, they probably would.
They would. I think they
would. So really, if you're a Penn State fan, you just want Ohio State to kill Michigan. You don't want Ohio State to lose that game because then Michigan leapfrogs you and Ohio State still gets in the college football playoff.
Right. Right.
Penn State fans want Ohio State in the college football playoff.
Are you surprised at the Michigan turnaround from the halfway point of the Penn State game a little bit? The offense kind of really I'm finding pretty its right.
I think that they might beat Ohio State.
That was a really nice win at Indiana last week. They hammered them team. Apart.
It was close in the
Josh
first
Gattis?
Half, but they
you're gonna give just, him, we got to give them a little credit, I think.
And now
was,
it's
I
at home.
I was a doubter.
He was for some reason, it's like a mental block for them against Ohio State. They just can't get past it. So
Ohio State's really good. Finding a hole. Michigan's got some holes. Ohio State doesn't have holes. But that doesn't mean anything.
I think Justin Fields a little sore this week. I don't know if you remember how the game ended against Penn State. He was in a lot of pain there as he got up off that. I wonder how healthy he is for the game, but I'd still take him at 90%.
Here's the other thing. Do you want to see Minnesota or Wisconsin in the Big Ten?
Minnesota.
Championship game, and that – these results also impact where Penn State goes in the bowl as well.
Whether it's Rose or Orange. Minnesota, it helps Penn State.
Let me ask you this. If Minnesota beats Wisconsin and they're in the Big Ten championship game,
right?
But then they lose by 27 points to Ohio State.
I think it hurts them.
Do you think Penn State still goes to the Rose Bowl, or do you think the Rose Bowl takes Minnesota?
No, they're going with Penn State.
They're
going
to go with Penn State because the Rose Bowl is the bowl that gets to pick, right? They're that
right,
six
but at
bowl
that point,
that gets
they'll
the
both
choice.
Be 10-2. Minnesota beat Penn State head-to-head. And anybody – I know people say that Penn State travels better. If Minnesota was in the Rose Bowl, anybody that's ever even been to the state of Minnesota
– that's a good point.
– will go to that game. I don't agree with that Penn State travel better. Maybe they're right, but I think if Minnesota made the Rose Bowl, people would be there in droves.
That might be right. So, all right. Thank you, Ross Tucker. Thank you, Bob Flounders. That will do it for the Keystone Kickoff Show this week. Thanks, everybody, for joining us. Have a great weekend and enjoy Senior Day at Beaver Stadium.
Breaking news. DraftKings has launched America's top-rated sportsbook app in Pennsylvania. Download the top-rated DraftKings sportsbook app and sign up with code KSN. For a limited time, all new and existing users can get a deposit bonus up to $500. That's code KSN. Must be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only. Restrictions apply. See website for details. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Hey, it's Ross Tucker, former NFL player and now host on the Keystone Sports Network, telling you about GoPSURV.com. I had an unbelievable experience for the Wisconsin game with my wife. My father-in-law came up. We had an absolute blast tailgating at GoPSURV.com. If you don't know about it or you haven't checked it out yet, you need to do so immediately. Call Mark at 1-800-519-8467 or go to GoPSURV.com.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.